You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top news. Administered price of natural gas in India will more than double from April 1st. Effective October, it could be more than four times the current level. Market-determined price of gas produced from difficult fields such as the KG-D6 block in KG Basin, operated by Reliance BP Combine, will also see a similar hike. While these are good tidings for India's gas producers, Reliance Industries and ONGC, as they seek to ramp up production from both the existing and new fields, households and other non-industrial users will bear the brunt. City gas distribution companies like Mahanagar Gas, Indraprastha Gas and Gujarat Gas, being the main buyers of domestic gas, will find their costs going up. On to industry, Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, which markets its products under the Amul brand, will cross the rupees 60,000 crore mark in total sales this fiscal, up 13% on year. R.S. Sodhi, Managing Director, GCMMF, told Financial Express that the jump in sales would be on the back of products like butter, cheese, milk, curd, ice creams and other dairy products. Sodhi said that the Federation is planning to invest around rupees 1,000 crore annually to expand processing facilities in states where it has a significant presence. The Federation, which follows a three-tier cooperative structure, village, district and state federation, has operations in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. It plans to expand its operations to Telangana, Punjab and Assam in the next fiscal. In some more industry news, Hindustan Unilever has said that its Dapada factory, manufacturing home care products, including Surf Excel, Rin and Vim, has joined the Lighthouse Network, which makes it a part of the community of manufacturing sites recognized by the World Economic Forum for applying advanced technologies, innovations and sustainable practices to modernize business operations. The factory has become the first FMCG manufacturing site in India, which has been accorded this status. The Global Lighthouse Network includes sites that have implemented end-to-end digitization across the value chain, pushing the boundaries of technological advancement. These technologies result in reduced manufacturing cost, greater agility and speed. Moving on, revenue of gold jewelry retailers is expected to rise 12 to 15% in the next financial year, backed by sustained high prices of gold and steady demand, Crisil Ratings said on Wednesday. This will follow a strong revenue growth of 20 to 22% expected in financial year 2022, albeit on a lower base of the pandemic-impacted previous fiscal. Jewelry demand is seen steady next fiscal, with volume growing 8 to 10% to pre-pandemic levels of 600 to 650 tons owing to normalization of operations, store additions and gold prices sustaining above Rs 50,000 per 10 grams. Next up, economy. India's annual merchandise trade has breached the crucial $1 trillion mark for the first time even before the fiscal is set to end, a senior government official told the Financial Express, as both exports and imports have scaled fresh peaks. It has surpassed the earlier record of $844 billion achieved in financial year 2019 by a wide margin. After a COVID-induced slide in financial year 2021, India's goods trade got a fresh lease of life this fiscal amid a resurgence of industrial demand in advanced economies and improved domestic consumption with the easing of localized pandemic-related curbs. Global bid to spur economic growth, backed by both liberal fiscal and ultra-loose monetary policies, led to a rise in international demand for merchandise that drove up commodity prices and brightened India's trade prospects as well. In some more economy news, India Ratings on Wednesday trimmed its financial year 23 economic growth forecast for India to 7 to 7.2% from 7.6% announced earlier, citing the adverse effect of high crude oil and commodity prices on domestic consumption in the wake of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. If global crude oil prices remain elevated for 3 months, the domestic economy will likely grow 7.2%, it has estimated. However, if oil prices stay high for the next 6 months, economic growth will ease to 7% in the financial year 23. It said, adding that in both the scenarios, there will be a half-cost pass-through into the Indian economy. Let's hear what's expected of the stock market today. Entering the monthly futures and options expiry, SGX Nifty was sitting in the green, suggesting a positive start. Global cues were mixed as Wall Street indices ended with losses as stocks between Russia and Ukraine yielded no immediate result. Asian stock markets were mixed as Chinese indices slipped while Japanese and South Korean ones gained. Technical analysts believe there is more upside to benchmarks on Dalal Street, with some expecting a target of 18,000 soon. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.